Hi, Vic. How are you?
I'm just fine, Nadine. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, you sound like you have a cold.
Yeah, I'm coming out of my first COVID thing, so
No way. Oh,
yeah.
man, what a bummer. I'm sorry to hear. You know, it's going around again right now. I'll tell you, my husband's grandma, we just found out she went to the hospital because she wasn't feeling well. She's 93. And I guess they tested her, you know, it's an automatic test that they do, and they found out that she has COVID. So we're like, oh boy. Wow. Are you in your first week?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm for the most part done. I've been working for a couple of days, not full speed ahead, but almost,
No energy, right? Yeah, I had it. I'll tell you, the first time I got it, oh man, I had horrible body aches. I was just like, all I did was sleep. I stood quarantined. Now my husband got it, but he wasn't as bad. And I even had the vaccine, so goes to show you.
Yeah, everybody I know that's gotten it lately had the vaccine, but now I didn't get it. I didn't have it because I a lot of reasons. But look, I'm
Yeah.
kind of in limbo right now. I'm
Okay.
doing a conference on the 12th, so
Okay.
I don't plan to do much right now until then. And then my website guy, I can get a lot better per website for a lot less money every month, and I don't think my web is doing me any good. Maybe I can't remember what part you were going to help me with. I know Google, and maybe that's not related to my website,
Yeah, I
but
know
I've
we
got.
were talking, yeah, we were talking about, actually we were discussing the platinum package that had the Google and Facebook marketing, but then we also talked about the Google guaranteed. But a website is included with either one of those, as I had mentioned that we would include one for you. So
So I haven't.
when do you think this is a better time for you?
Well, not till after the 12th, anyway.
Okay.
I'm hoping. I mean, I've already been to a couple, two different pre-meetings. Today was in person, and I made a sale on the spot and to several people promised them to buy more. So, I gave one
Awesome.
quote. But yeah, that's
That's good.
Yeah, but right now I'm spending a bunch of money with that. I gotta pretty much trying to run this on, let it pay for itself. It's been in
Yeah.
business for 5 years. The
Well, you
problem is,
have great reviews, I mean, on your Google profile page, and I think that's why we were talking about the Google Guaranteed, because that one is a pay per lead, but remember, it would come to you in the form of a phone call. You can pause it off and on when you need to, and it gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So the minimum monthly budget on that is $331, right? With the leads costing you $25.33. But remember, it's an actual phone call that you're receiving. It's not a lead, like, you know, the kind of Angie's leads. So, and if they called you outside of your services that you offer, they called you outside of an area that you service, and you don't accept the job, if they called you for solicitation or they're calling to see if you're hiring, those are considered unqualified leads, so you get it credited right back to you because they're
And
unqualified.
how much does a lead cost just per lead?
$25.33 is the cost of each lead. So
Do
there
they
was
ever raise
that one. I'm sorry?
that? And that's for Google Guaranteed.
Yes. So Google Guaranteed, what it does is, so to give you an example, it's a one-time $250 application fee. You go through the background check and the process, right? Once you get approved from Google, Okay, we would follow up and let you know you've been approved and to see when you want those leads turned on. Now, if you say turn on the leads, then that's when they charge you the $331. So as each lead comes in, it's deducting $25.33 from that $331 budget. So it'll cover up to 13 leads. Okay?
Sure.
Now, let's just say, Vic, you got only one lead in that month, and I mean, I've never seen that happen, but just to give you an example, if you only received one lead that month, what is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you're not going to pay $331 again. All you're paying is for the one lead that you received the month before, which would be the $25.33. Because it rolls over.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. So in other words, I'm not paying $331 a month unless I'm getting 13 leads.
Right. Right. And once you hit the 13 lead mark, it's not going to keep sending you more, right? It'll stop, but you'll still be showing on the Google Guaranteed program and you still have the visibility. And all those reviews that you currently have on your Google profile page, those also will automatically transfer to the Google Guaranteed profile. The Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page, and they have the green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. So Google also puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So what it does is it basically gives them that extra comfort that you've been approved by Google. So that's why they call it Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, I like the idea. And so how much, just bottom line, how much is it going to cost me to get started, and then how much is it going to cost me a month?
So if you proceed with the Google Guaranteed program, the only thing you would be paying is just a $250 application fee. That's it.
Okay.
And they only require, from what I'm looking at, because you have the business registered at 39402, right? I mean, that's where you're based out of. Is that where it's registered, the business?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so the only other requirements that they're asking for, aside from the background check and you having 5 Google reviews, which is you exceed that, so they're just requiring the certificate of liability insurance. So whatever meets or exceeds your state requirements for the business insurance, that's all they're requiring.
Well, we have that. We even have workers' comp, so.
So you don't have a liability insurance?
No, we do. We have liability insurance and we have workers' comp.
Oh, that's good.
For the work we do for ADP, we're required to have that.
Yeah, and that's all they require. And then here's the thing, Vic, right? It takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved by Google. Now, sometimes I've seen people get approved sooner. It just depends on how quickly you respond to the background check as well. And once you get approved, okay, we call you, let you know you've been approved, and then if you say, yes, turn on my leads now, then that's when they charge you the $331 to turn on the leads, okay? But remember, whatever you receive in that first month, okay, if you got 10 leads, right, then that means the next month you're going to pay just for the 10 leads that you got the month before at $25.33, because whatever is left over in that budget will roll over to the next month. So if you got 4 leads, okay, and they all qualified, then you know the next month you're paying $25.33 times 4.
Okay. Yeah, I understand all that. That's good. I like that. You said something about you would provide me with a web page. Is it just a simple page that's just my company?
Well, we would do, in fact, what we would include for you, it's called a My Site. what it is, it's a customized website to fit your business. Okay. So the website, we can add videos, we can add pictures, and it also has the automatic SEO settings. It's even a do-it-yourself. So let's say you wanted to go on there and you wanted to make some changes, maybe move some photos around. You can do so as well. But of course, you have a team that's dedicated to your account. So we assist with everything. Okay. Also on that website, let's say you wanted to have a setup where they could book appointments with you on that site, we can also set that up as well. So we call it a My Site.
My Site.
Yeah. It's actually customized to fit your business. Do you get text messages on this number that we're speaking on, Vic?
I do, yes.
Okay. I'll send you a text. If you take a look at it, it's coming through right now. This is just to kind of give you an idea of how the My Site looks. It's more of a customized website, and it is Google compliant and mobile friendly as well. What I like about these sites is that no matter whether they're looking at it from a desktop or they're looking at it from a tablet or from an iPhone, right, it'll adjust to fit the device that they're looking at it from, so it won't look distorted, in other words.
Right.
We could add reviews from your clients on there as well.
This is hosted by Google. And you're going to set that up?
We would set it up, correct. Yeah, the website that you currently have, is that a domain that you own?
No, I don't even know. And it's real, the guy that runs it.
Uh-huh.
I had some issues when I first took on because the other guy had basically set it down, although he left it active.
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy left it, and he wouldn't even talk to me until I gave
wow.
him money to turn it back on, and I don't like that. And so I've been
yeah, that's kind of rude. I mean, at least talk to you, you know.
Yeah, I would. Nobody's that busy, but I would turn it off tomorrow if I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that thing does have a form that people can fill out and tell me how many rooms they want and all that.
Yeah. So it's like it's what we call like a lead form. So we also provide that as well, right? So it's where they could fill it out, you know, with your information on there, right? Well, with their information, like their phone number, their name, their email address, their cell phone. They could even put their address and they can just write in there what their, what their question is. What we call that is a hot lead. So you would get that sent to you in an email, right? Because we don't want you to miss anything. You know, sometimes some people are doing a search. Well, they should be working. So, and they don't have time to call you. So they might want to send you a message. And so definitely we'll make sure that we cover that as well.
I would, just because I've got, you know, not right now, but I've had 9 or 10 businesses I was running and all that. I didn't have time to talk to anybody.
Right.
But I could always, I can send a dozen text messages and small, short emails in 10 minutes, really. And say you could do 60 an hour. So, and it would take me, you know, 10 or 15 minutes just to get to the gatekeeper to even talk to anybody the other way. So not like
wow.
this. So there's got to be more to it than that, though. I mean, you're going to have to charge to set all this up.
The only thing that we charge is the application fee. And then all other fees, that's why I'm saying it's all included. So it's not like you're paying the $331 plus an additional service fee that we're charging. It's all included within that pricing. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm going to tell you, yeah. I will let you know this, that a lot of our clients, I will tell you, definitely have seen really great success with the Google Guaranteed. Because there's a lot of companies out there that pay the pay per lead, right? But they don't like the fact that they're sharing the leads with other businesses that are their competitors, like the Angie's Leads. They do that. And it's actually, it's not even a phone call. You gotta, you get the information of a potential, you know, person who has an interest. And then what happens is you're having to call that lead, right? And sometimes someone's already called it. They already found somebody, or they called, you know, they were, it wasn't, they didn't ask for any quote. You know, there's just so many different things I've heard from previous clients who have used them in the past. And a lot of them have even shared, you know, you call them and then they say, well, I didn't even request anything. Or they said, oh, I was just curious. Well, that curiosity just cost me like 60. Some guys have even paid $250 for a lead. So, you know, Google, what they did is when they created this program, they took into consideration, you know, a lot of the complaints that people had with these lead generating services. So that's why they created this type of pay-per-lead.
Yeah, I mean, I like everything you told me about. And you said I can quit any time or I can suspend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, let's say you're bombarded with work or you're going out of town for a few weeks, right? You just call us and say, shut off the leads. We shut them off. Now, the leads won't go turn back on until you call back and say, okay, now turn on my leads, right?
Well, if it's working pretty well, I'll hire an administrator to handle it. You know, so we always, we're not going to have time when I'm going out of town. Even if it was just me, I've literally worked 330 days a year, 4 or 5 years straight. I've worked 300 days a year for 10.
Wow.
And that's, I'm counting the 330 in that 300, but.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's basically me. Now I'm getting older and supposedly slowing down, but I'm resisting that like the devil, you know. So, I'm not good.
I hear you.
Like I found out I wasn't going to die. I had to find something else to do.
You're a cancer survivor. Wow. What a blessing. My husband is too. He's in remission. He's almost, well, he had kidney and colon cancer. They removed the kidney, got rid of that, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then the colon cancer was pretty aggressive, so he went through a very aggressive chemo treatment for 6 months, but that kind of destroyed the one kidney that he had that was functioning for two. So now he's on dialysis. So hopefully, God willing, April of 2025, is when they say, okay, now we can put him on the kidney transplant list. So he's on the list now. He's just, it's kind of like he's not losing his spot, but he's on there, but he's not. So in other words, once he gets to that 5-year remission, then wherever he's at on the list, you know, it's like he's moving up without being on the list. In other words, he's not losing his spot. But because they don't want him, I mean, his brother had said, I'll give him a kidney, but his doctor was like, we're not even going to discuss that until you're 5 years remission from the colon cancer. So we're like, okay. How long have you been in remission now?
Well, I mean, they don't consider me in remission. They consider me cured.
Oh, wow.
Y'all had is nothing like me. I had a knot on my arm and they cut it out and under my lymph nodes had a little 4-millimeter spot in it. And so I did immunization therapy and really within 7 months, I had no, oh, I, what, I didn't, they didn't see any cancer in me for, and now they consider, well, MD Anderson's already considered me cured of cancer. My local doctors are gonna, if everything's clean on my next PET-CT scan, November or September, whenever I go, they're gonna call, my local doctor's gonna call me cured. I mean,
awesome.
MD Anderson better, more than anybody else on the planet.
But, yeah, exactly.
A lot of angel flights there.
Yeah.
People in hospitals that were not killing them. And you take these people across and And I'd usually go to my brothers and visit and then fly them back home after they did their thing. And about 80% of them, they were helping and they cured. 20% of them, they said, we cure this every single day, but you just waited 6 months too long, you know.
Yeah.
And they were at hospitals like, you know, Birmingham, not Birmingham, but Nashville and some other, what I would have thought were excellent hospitals. But
yeah.
Anyway, so
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep you in my prayers that next test is clean. Most
yeah.
definitely.
I'm not really worried about it just because, you know, MD Anderson's already given me the attaboy, you know.
Yeah, they've already given you the clean bill of health, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that would be the one that you would really kind of, I mean, I don't know, me personally, I think that would be the one that would really matter is what they're saying, right? Not saying
yeah,
that your doctor doesn't matter, but, you know, I mean, they're the ones who are the specialists in that, so.
I was in my doctor's office and he said, well, I've never seen this before. And I thought, well, you can't be my doctor then. And so within a week I was out in Houston and MD Anderson. When I got out, he said, well, you're cured of cancer. What can we help you with? I said, well, my doctors are going to kill me because they have no idea what to do next, you know.
Wow.
So they put together a plan. I have the cell phone number of the chief medical doctor that handles melanoma. And I have his cell phone. I have his doctor assistant cell phone. And I have his administrative assistant cell phone. And I can call any of them anytime, day or night. Well, I never had to do it because my doctor followed their plan and finished it on out. He really didn't have an idea what to do. He was going down the wrong track. And, you know, I'm an engineer. I'm not a doctor, but I'm smart enough to read, you know, 1,000 things. And the best source is MD Anderson's website. And I knew that they were doing it wrong. And so once they got that plan, they followed it just like they thought of it, you know.
Wow.
My doctor didn't have an endocrinologist involved, and this medicine, it'll start attacking your body once it's done with the cancer. It'll start at your adrenal gland, your pituitary glands, and all that stuff. And so you have to stop it once it's done. And my doctor didn't have a clue. I had a reaction. He thought I was allergic to it. It turned out it started eating my adrenal gland.
And
yeah, if he would have stopped one dose before it did, then they wouldn't have damaged that. But now, I don't think they actually damaged. Anyway, that's a long story. But right now it looks like my adrenals have either waken up or it'll regenerate that outer layer is what makes cortisol, which is what makes your life worth living, you know.
Yeah.
Makes you able to run 10 miles and all that stuff. But, anyway.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's all good news. I mean, just being here is good, but having something to do, they're driving me crazy. It's been fun, you know. So. Anyway, so right now, to get this turned on, am I going to have to spend a lot of work explaining how the website needs to be done, or can you look at the website I have and just kind of generally make it?
Well, we can definitely show them like what you currently have, right? And then typically what they do is they just kind of go over with you just whatever other content you want on there, right? Because they definitely want to customize it to fit your business. In fact, what we set up, Vic, is called a client interview onboarding. So what they do is they just kind of go over, you know, the specifics regarding the website, because they definitely want to make sure that they're at least putting that, you know, content creation based off of what you want, right? And we're the ones doing all the work. So this way you can focus on your jobs. That's the whole point of all this, right? Is you not having to be the one doing all the work. Now, of course, if there's any pictures or videos that you want us to add on there, I mean, then we would need you to send us that. And you could either, you know, text them or email them. The technician kind of lets you know where to send them all to. But, yeah, I mean, that's okay. How it would all work.
Yeah, the only thing I'm concerned about is I spent 6 months developing a computer system for federal governments, and it just takes a long time to do the analysis to get everything mm-hmm. together so you can build the system. Now, that was a $30 million computer system.
Now, that website that they created for you, I mean, he's still managing it, right? Or is that something that you have to pay monthly?
I have to pay monthly, and he is still managing it. But even that owns the founder of the company said that he's charging me way too much for what I'm getting. And so, this sounds excellent. If it's going to be everything you said, I'm kind of ready to go ahead and do it. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we would just create a whole new website, like I sent you, just an example, you know, so you understand the layout of it. But we would be the ones managing it, hosting it, and maintaining it for you. It's at no additional cost. It's included in the package because we definitely want you to have a website where people could land on, right? So they can view more information regarding your business. Yeah, I definitely, you know, in my opinion, I feel like the Google Guaranteed program is the best option for you because, I mean, we also had discussed the Facebook ads too, which is our platinum package. But I honestly feel Google Guaranteed is a better option for you because you can turn them off and on when you need to. There's not like a set duration of, oh, you're only allowed to turn it off, you know, the leads for X amount of time. I mean, you can shut them off for months if you need it, right? There's no cap off like, okay, you can only do it 3 times. I mean, it's, you turn them off and on as you need it.
Yeah, I like that idea. And so the Facebook would work outside of this?
The Facebook works a little bit different because that platinum package, what it is, it's just the first page placement on Google, which is in the local map. We do create content for you on Bing. It would still include a website as well. And then we run Facebook ads. What Facebook ads do is they retarget anyone who's done a search on Google for your services. And even if they didn't call you, but they're on Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. It'll show up on their desktop and also on their mobile device. So it does help you reach more new potential clients, but we do make those ads unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So it's a click-to-call ad, so once they click on that ad, they would be calling you directly. So that package, it runs you $249 a month with a $99 setup fee. So that package is actually $348 to get it started, and then you pay $249 every month after that. It's a month-to-month program. The difference with that is that if you're getting calls for solicitation, right, you're not charged per call or anything like that. It's just a flat rate. So whether you got 50 phone calls, you got 100 phone calls, you know, if you have people calling you for solicitation, I mean, you're not being charged per call because it's a flat rate. It's a great program as well, but the difference with that is that it's not more like exclusive calls. Basically you're being found on the first page of Google and, you know, they're calling down the list, right? So how they find you is by your keywords and search terms, where Google Guaranteed is an actual lead that's coming to you in the form of a phone call that you're not sharing with anyone, and it's only being sent to you. Now, of course, we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget that will give you up to 13 leads. And the reason being, Vic, is because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money on taking on more leads. At any time, you can decide, you know, I want to now start taking on 40 leads, right, or 25 leads. That would only change your minimum monthly budget, but the cost per lead is always going to be $25.33. So if down the road you wanted more leads, you can always increase the number of leads that you're taking. It just means that your minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead.
Yeah. So it takes Google 30 days to approve me.
It takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, because what will happen is we send you the application, you fill it out, you upload your documents, submit it, we push it through to Google to get approved. Now, Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. That's who they use to do the background check. So what will happen is one of them, I can't remember which one it is, but one will just ask you for the front and back photo of your driver's license, because they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. And the other one would ask you to put, like, put in your name, put your birth date, your social, because again, they're verifying that it's you that they're doing the background check on. So once we find out who it is, then we would let you know, okay, be on the lookout. You're going to be receiving a message coming from Pinkerton, right? Just follow the steps. So we always notify you ahead of time on who it is. Now, the quicker you respond to that background check, it does tend to make it go faster, right? I have seen some that have been approved within the 4 weeks, and I have seen some it's taken them a little longer because they didn't respond right away to the background check, and so they're having to ping them again for the background. But, yeah, it all depends on how quickly you respond and get the application filled out. And then once you get approved, we let you know, because they'll notify us. So, of course, we can't turn on your leads until we've talked with you first to let you know you've been approved and to see when you want them turned on.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm ready to do that if we can. So
yeah, we could definitely get the process going for you here. So let me do this. I have your email is citrusolutionms@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the best email for you? Okay. So
yes.
I don't know if you got the email that I had sent to you back on July 17th for the Google Guaranteed Program. Do you remember seeing it? I can send it to you again. Let me resend it to you so this way you have it. It just kind of gives you the breakdown about the Google Guaranteed. So let me resend it to you so this way you have it. The beginning of your emails, it might have gotten buried. Okay.
Well, because it's by date, I'll be able to find it here in a second. So.
That's okay. I'll resend it to you so this way you have it right away. Let me do that.
Okay.
This way you're not having to, you know, dig through everything. So it'll be an email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to – I'm sorry?
I think I have the other one. It's
it says Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, Google Guaranteed. It says $250 application fee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
And then what I did is
– okay, perfect. And then I put in there carpet cleaning, the minimum monthly budget being $331, and then the cost per lead is $25.33. Okay? So that way you have that there. And it just gives you the whole breakdown as what we discussed about the Google Guaranteed and everything. Okay? Now, I'm also, let me see here. Now, Vic, is your first name Victor and you go by Vic, or?
My first name is Victor, but only my mom ever called me that.
Okay. So. You got it. So I'll always notate Vic. And then, Vic, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
You have it on my email, but anyway, it's McLendon, McLendon.
Okay.
The most way to misspell that is with two C's. Or...
Okay. Got it.
But it's also the same as, well, you're actually sending to the Citrus Solution one.
Yeah. So I don't see your last name. So is the McLendon all one word with the M and the L being capitalized?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So MCL as in Larry, EN, D as in David, ON. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Google Guaranteed, once you get approved, okay, they're going to assign you, it's a tracking number that's going to be linked to the phone number that you want to receive those calls on. And the reason is because the calls are recorded, and this is how they know what leads are actually qualified or not. So when you pick up that line, when you pick up the call, you're going to know that it's a lead coming from Google Guaranteed, because it'll say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. Okay. So what number do you want attached to that tracking number that that Google assigned you?
It's the 601-325-6449 that we're talking on now.
Okay, perfect. So the one that's currently on your Google profile is a different number. It's a 601-255-1585.
Yeah, that's some kind of a tracking
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, no. We wouldn't want to use that one either. And then I have the company showing, currently it reads as Citru Solution Carpet Cleaning. Now, is it of Hattiesburg? Because that's how it shows on your Google profile.
Is it going to be a problem to change that?
So let me ask you this. How is it on your, how is it currently, like, on your insurance? How is it listed on there?
It's Citrus Solution, all one word, space, and then LLC.
That's all it says, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that how you want it to read on that?
I don't know any reason to, is there any reason to not do it, just use that, or?
It's just that because when they're, so what they're going to do is when they're running the application, when you're filling it out, okay, you just want to make sure that the information matches, right? Because it'll ask for the company name or what have you. So as long as it matches, like, with what you currently have, then it'll be fine. Your Google profile page that I'm currently looking at, we don't touch that because it's not part of the Google Guaranteed program. They're two separate programs. From the Google Guaranteed is separate from the local SEO, right? So the Google profile page that you currently have, how it does read, is the Citru Solution Carpet Cleaning of Hattiesburg. Do you want to keep it uniform?
No, I don't like that at all.
Okay. Who's managing this one? Do you mind if I ask?
I don't have any idea. It was one of the assets I bought. But I own the whole state, so I can work anywhere in the state. I don't want to be limited to Hattiesburg.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't be limited to that. Honestly, you will not, because with the Google Guaranteed program, you can cover whatever areas that your license or even your insurance covers you. So if you can cover the whole state, you can do that. That's not a problem.
Well, now right now, let me qualify. Right now I'm focusing on about 25 miles from my house with my
That's perfect.
Open.
Yeah, and you can change it at any time.
Yeah.
You could choose specific zip codes or even by county, whatever you prefer. And you can change it as well during the time that, you know, you're part of the program. If you need to change the areas, expand your coverage, you can do that, or, you know, bring it closer. You can always make those changes. It's not additional to make the change.
Yeah, and so I kind of like Citrus Solution MS, you know, space MS. Mississippi is just such a long name.
Yeah. right?
So, you know, we're in the 39402 zip code, but we're in a little, I think we talked about this one time before. We're in a little community called Bellevue. This is the epicenter of 20 neighborhoods with $500,000 up homes.
Yes.
And so the average home in this community I live in, which is 556 mailboxes, is you know, the average house is over $1 million.
Mm.
And so I'm in a $500,000 house, but, you know.
Wow.
I own this house poor and not afford an airplane, so. Everybody got
right.
their own.
Okay. Now, when you PIN verified the business, was it at the address 113 Hampton Place?
I don't even know where that came from.
It shows it on MapQuest.
Hampton Place. Well, you know, I bought this from another person in March.
Maybe that's why. Okay.
And he had one that was McPhail Road or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he had before that. But none of those are valid anymore. There's nothing
okay.
in Mississippi that's valid except Six Waverly Walk, Hattiesburg.
Okay.
Yeah, I will eventually. I'm running out of my home right now. I will eventually.
Yeah, it's what we call a home office. A lot of businesses do. Okay.
Yeah.
With
but
your...
the minute that I can afford an actual office, I'll get that. I already have another office in town that I have deliveries made to it's 10 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
And I can have, like I can have pallets of chemicals delivered to him and I can pick them up and all that.
Oh, okay.
But, got some office space available, but I'm thinking I'd like to have a place across from campus that would allow me to hire secretarial type people from college and all that.
Right.
Still
that would be
those.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
I still want to, because this Bellevue area is where all the big, there's actually three chunks of Hattiesburg that are worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get a couple $100,000 out of these 20 neighborhoods. And then there's two other ones. Are smaller than I'm hoping to get 100 each, so that's
oh good number. Good
that's my
okay.
ultimate goal. Jackson is another one. Laurel already have $5,000 or $10,000 a year and
oh wow
law, but there's three or four locations I have business for right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, so going back to the name, so you want me to just put Citru Solution MS, right?
Can you do that, separate the MS just so it...
It'll be Citru, so it's C-I-T-R-U, and then Citru Solution is one word, correct, with the C and the S capitalized. And then I have a space and then capital M, capital S. That's how you want
yes.
it, correct? Okay.
That's the best.
Okay.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll confirm it with you as well. Okay.
Yeah, the shorter name. We used to think short names were important, like IBM and Texas.
Yeah. No worries. Now, I did send you also while we were talking, I sent you two text messages. So I sent you a text message for our customer service department. So whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, Vic. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So in fact, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you between 9 and 6 your time. Okay. And then I also sent you another text, and it has this link to a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you do have time, I recommend that you watch the video because it just gives you a demonstration on how you go in and track your success with us, and it's nothing complicated, but I just want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
And then let's see here. Now, the card that you're using for the payment, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
I haven't. The next thing on my list was to get some cards in this thing's name, but I haven't done that yet, so.
That's okay. But the
was,
card that you're using for the payment, what's the name on that card?
Let me look and see what I got
okay.
here.
No worries. Take your time. meantime, I'm going to be looking at the calendar because we're also going to schedule, we're going to schedule for you next week a client interview onboarding, and that's going to be conducted with one of our technicians. So I want to know what day would work best for you for your client interview. It only takes about maybe 30 minutes, but basically they're just going to kind of, you know, address any other questions that you have, make sure everything was filled out completely on the application, and also go over the website with you. But I definitely want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you.
Okay. Let's see, next week. I guess, yeah, next week, because we'll be done with this conference by then. So.
Okay.
Mondays and Fridays, I usually
reserve. Are the best?
I book those last, so that they're the best. I used to get sales and business and other things like that.
Okay.
And I do book those, but, and of course, my granddaughter is doing the actual physical work and a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
I have to hire some, plus all this works, which is.
Now, you said you're done on the 12th, right? With that conference?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me check that, because one of the
double check.
Well, that, yeah, the 12th. Yep. The 12th.
Are you going to have any time next week for your client interview?
Yeah. Is that gonna, the sooner the better as far as getting everything up and running?
Well, I mean, How quickly do you think you can fill out the application? Do you think you can get it done over the weekend?
Oh, no, I can't this weekend because of the conference. So it might be better to do it Friday if it's gonna be dependent on, you're gonna give me everything I need.
Yes. And I'm gonna give you everything you need. I'll schedule it better for Friday. So this way, you know, at least they follow up with you and go over everything, okay? Even if you don't have the application filled out, they're going to be on top of you about it. Just so you know. So make sure you don't forget, okay? So Friday, let me tell you the times that I have for next week. It would be the 11th, okay? So do you prefer something late in the afternoon? Would that be best?
Oh, let's see. Wait a minute. I'm afraid I told you wrong because the conference is going on. I'm already done with this week. I'm really talking about the week after that, which would be.
Do you want to do the 14th? It would be a Monday. Monday the 14th.
Yeah. Again, I should have time this week. This next week, I'm already not working this week, I'm working next week. And so, the 14th should work.
The 14th, yeah, because it'll be after the conference being over on the 12th. So yeah, it would be after that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so
what do you prefer? Well, you let me know what time works for you. Do you prefer, like, you know, in the morning? Do you want something late in the afternoon?
Oh, I like to get things over with early.
Early?
9 o'clock, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll take a half hour, I'm assuming.
It takes about 30 minutes. So let me tell you what I have available for Monday the 14th. Let's look at that and see what's available. So I have something available from, let's see, for the 14th. I actually have a 9:30, whatever time I give you is your time zone. Okay. So I do have a 9:30. I have 9:30 work?
Yeah, let's just stop
there. Okay, no worries. We'll do that. Let me see. And you're going to receive an email. It's just letting you know that the client onboarding, what time it's going to be. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just so that you have for your records. So I'm just putting this here real quick. And then we do send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just to let you know that it would be coming up in the next hour in case you forget.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, you know, sometimes it slips our mind. We, you know, especially because it's on the 14th, you know.
Think about it. I run 40, $50 million businesses, and so I don't miss appointments, you know.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, I know it's.
I don't mind.
We just always like to remind. The reminders are good, right?
Yeah, I have three or four different places. I have every reminder that I'm going to be doing that day. So.
Okay, perfect. And then. Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. So I sent that over. Okay. Let me do this. Let me just make sure I have it correctly on here. I'm just going to edit something real quick so it'll show you that I did a change on it.
Okay. Changing the name, is that going to mess up my referrals and everything?
No, it shouldn't. If they were, I mean, I'm notating it as how you want it, right? But if for some reason they might tell you, listen, it's going to have to be the same as it is listed, you know, currently, then, you know, then we want to make sure, because they'll let us know, like, listen, it's saying this, but we want to make sure that it's listed like this. They'll go over that with you. I'm going to notate it that on your insurance it says Citru LLC, but you want it to show for the Google guarantee to be listed as Citru Solution MS with the space in between, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll notate it on there. Yeah, if there's any issues, I mean, they'll let us know pretty much. It's just what really matters is they want to make sure, like, the address or, you know, the business name matches with what you're listing on the application. So it'll ask you, like, what's the business name, right? So you'll be fine.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, and then you said the card that you're using, what was the name on it?
I thought it was on the website. Let me go get the actual card.
No, not the card that you're using for the payment, not the business card.
No, I knew what you meant. I was thinking on the website I could get the name. Anyway, it's going to be quicker just to grab the credit card. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It has my full name, which is odd, because I don't have like that. This one's actually got a picture of one of my Aerostars. It was back. But anyway, this is a MasterCard.
Okay. And it has your first and last name, Victor McLinden, or is there like a middle initial?
Oh, it's got Victor K. McLendon. I don't ever give anybody that. it always goes through, so I don't know.
Okay. It's just because when, it's just got to make sure, because I've had at times where it's kicked it back, if there was, we didn't put an initial and there's an initial on the card.
Yeah, I'm going to get business credit cards. I'm talking to American Express right now, but.
Oh, that's good. So whenever you do get a business card, Vic, let us know if you want us to switch it out to once you get approved. Let's say once you get approved by Google, right? And then you want, and you got now a business card for the business, and you want it to come, the leads to be charged from that card. Just let us know so we can update it in the system.
Okay.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
I better look that up too, or I'm going to give you a wrong one.
It's okay. No worries. Take your time.
Yeah.
You're like, I better double check.
Yeah. I mean, I give it out every day, but most places just care about the zip code and they don't really care about the whole.
Yeah, with our system, it asks us for the physical address. That's the billing address. I know there's some, like even when I've made payments, they just ask me just for my billing zip code, and there's other ones they want my whole physical address.
Well, and I even have that sometimes, too. 6068 U.S. Highway 98.
U.S. Highway 98.
And it's suite 1-131. And it's Titusburg. Mississippi 39402.
Okay. And you said it was suite 1-131, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, and what's the card number when you're ready?
5178-0590-0346. 9096.
Expiration month and year?
10/24.
10/24. And what's the CVV code on the back?
Okay, it's 048.
048. Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account with us. Now, this is how you will know if someone were to call you, right? Let's just say somebody called you and they're trying to sell you another type of online product, or they're trying to, you know, say that they're local Splash, right? All you have to do is ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling, okay? So the security question, you have it where it could be either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Say those again.
Yeah, it could be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, let's go with my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was her maiden name?
It's Hughes, like H-U-G-H.
Okay,